when you talk about the lipid nanoparticles, I am talking also about the nanobots, because they are fat-covered nanobots. They're one and the same. They're programmable. They're autonomous in some respects, and now they're everywhere. If you remember the NASA Langley research paper that talked about fifth-generation warfare in 2025, 2 years away, they talk about dropping these nanobots, lipid nanoparticles, in from the air. They're in our water, they're in our food, they're in the air supply, they're freaking everywhere. How are we going to escape these things? What does it take, Doctor?
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Guys, as you know, we are cataloging and documenting the crimes against humanity, which continue unabated. And we the people are in the war for our lives, because either we win this thing and we take our nation and our world back, or these people depopulate the planet. I'm so happy to have back on the line Dr. Lieve Leet and Attorney Todd Callender. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. One of the secrets to reducing the appearance of aging is collagen. When your collagen levels decline, as they naturally do with age, your skin begins to show visible signs of aging, like those fine lines and wrinkles. That's because collagen is essential for maintaining skin elasticity and hydration, and for bringing you that youthful glow, which is why I recommend collagen as part of your daily regimen. The collagen from Health with SGT provides the five critical important types of collagen to support skin elasticity and hydration. And luckily, one easy to take scoop each day provides the collagen you'll need to help reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Every order using the link below comes with several free gifts, including 53% off, a 60-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, plus a free new e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Last but not least, a portion of all orders goes towards helping feed a hungry child in need. Order now by going to healthwithsgt.com or just click the link in the description box below. Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. Thank you so very much for tuning in. Guys, I'm so happy to have you all back, and this is a very important conversation, of course, once again with my longtime friends, Attorney Todd Callender and Dr. Lieve Leet. One thing before we start, guys, I just want to bring your attention to my Rumble channel, where evidently to get on the front page of trending over on Rumble, it's all about likes and thumbs up. It's not about view counts. So I would really urge people to help support the channel by going over to Rumble and giving the content a like each and every time. My latest with Liz Churchill is really good, but I must advise you to listen to the important interview with Hope and Tavon. 214,000 views here, guys, and it's all about the mRNA nanotech genocidal beast plan. We've got the documents. It's all quantifiable. It's in black and white. Their own documents, friends. And as Tom Rentz and I noted recently, it's unadulterated, pure evil. Let me welcome back to the broadcast Attorney Todd Callender. How are you, sir?
Yeah, thanks for having me here, Sean. And I loved your interview with Hope and Tavon. There's so much there.
Aren't they interesting folks? I just love them to death. They are super, super good people. And Dr. Lieve Leet, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Sean. Glad to be here.
So glad to have you. I do want to start with a current event, and then we'll circle back to microclotting. It's like termites. That's quoting Dr. Lieve Leet here before I hit record. It really is. But this mRNA bioweapon is taking people out left and right in the mainstream media. Well, they ignore all of it. But I just want to start with this. The Biden administration forgives $39 billion in student debt for over 800,000 borrowers, regardless of what the Supreme Court said. And I think James Woods asks a very important question, and it's a question for you, Attorney Todd Callender. When a political scam is overturned by the Supreme Court, yet a renegade president ignores the law, how does the government enforce the settled law? Can any constitutional scholar or attorney answer that question? I've wondered how enforcement works. That's from James Woods. We've got a renegade president, to say the least, Todd.
It's not just him. Our whole government is a facade. You might remember we talked some weeks ago about the fact that we filed this writ quo warranto because we found out that none of the cabinet, none of the federal appointed officials are actually serving lawfully. None of them took their oath of office, which is required within 30 days of their appointment in order to be serving lawfully in that role. None of them have it. Since that point in time, we've come to find the judges don't have it. We were going to file suit in the Washington, D.C. District Court. We came to find none of the judges have lawful oaths of office. This is a facade. And even Epoch Times came out with this and said that Congress has been watching this now for a year because Dr. Fauci was not appointed lawfully. So the answer to your question, Sean, is where does one go when the government itself is invalid? And the answer is back to its foundations, the foundations of which are people that got together to jointly exploit resources and protect each other. And that's what we call the establishment of a nation of sovereignty. It goes back to us, and we, the people, have to reestablish, restore our nation. We can no longer look to Washington, D.C., and all these jokers that are impersonating federal officials.
Well, and Todd, to your point, and to James Wood's question, there is no enforcement except to persecute those who they decide are political opponents.
That's right.
Which is exactly
right.
The Soviet model.
That's
and the Chinese
right.
communist model.
That's
there
not
is
America.
No enforcement.
That's right. And we're allowing it to happen, Doctor.
I
look
know.
At those people in January 6th locked up for misdemeanors, which frankly are fabricated to begin with, and yet we allow it to have being prosecuted by a guy who doesn't even have an oath of office. And we
and
allow it.
The Republicans sit in Congress and do nothing about it.
Nothing.
So it does come down to we the people, and most Americans are still asleep at the wheel.
Well, let me show you guys something. If this doesn't wake up America, I don't know what will. And it's this phony baloney guy masquerading as president. James Woods says, and I quote, "It's such a disconcerting optic, if not worse. You would think his handlers would intercede. Clips like this are going to saturate next year's presidential campaign. So where are the public relations people? They must be pulling their hair out." So I think it's all part of the humiliation ritual. You guys ready for this? This guy.
I think it is, Sean. I think it's designed
it
to
is.
Humiliate America.
He's such a freak. Watch this. There's another clip circulating on Twitter where this man literally, you can hear him sniffing a baby, a young person. He's just out of his mind. And by the way, the Secret Service just closed their cocaine investigation without naming a suspect, Todd. Can't imagine who brought the cocaine into the White House, can you?
Go figure. I mean, it's not the first time I've heard this. In fact, somebody mentioned that Secret Service, this is the third time they found cocaine in the Biden White House. It just got loose this time. People actually escaped the information.
Can you imagine if Trump was in the White House and these things were happening? Can you even imagine?
Imagine?
The same mainstream horror media who has maligned the film about child trafficking, The Sound of Freedom,
they've maligned it
as being conspiracy for boomer dads with brain worms. I'm loosely quoting the Rolling Stone. And by the way, Mika Brzezinski over on MSNBC, I should play you guys the clip. Have you seen it? She literally says child trafficking doesn't exist.
But perhaps no issue is more important than the conspiratorial thinking that has led many otherwise well-meaning Americans to raise awareness about child sex trafficking epidemic that simply does not exist.
I don't think we should give them more airtime and play their clip. I tell people to turn them off. They're lying.
Has it ever been more clear that they're lying and that they're in the pocket, in my view, of the CIA via the CIA's Project Mockingbird? I mean, there's no better example of a Mockingbird asset than Mika Brzezinski, whose father is Zbigniew Brzezinski, the author of The Grand Chessboard.
That's right. Yeah, and a eugenicist, amongst other things. And so here we are faced with this, right? That now that we can all confront this and embrace this as being true. Holy cow, we've got drug addicts in the White House. We've got credible evidence that the administration is owned by a foreign government, that none of his cabinet is lawfully serving. And I'm sorry, we're paying taxes and we're doing what? We're following their edicts because they're not laws. By the way, none of the regulations promulgated by any of these people pretending to be federal officials have any faith or credit of the nation. They are invalid. They are void ab initio. and yet people are going to follow these rules. Why? And we have, at worst, people with guns and badges that are enforcing these edicts. On what basis? Are they also using some of that white powder from the White House?
I know. It's like the whole world has lost its mind. And the enforcers of this out-of-control criminal government really ought to be ashamed of themselves for not standing up for we the people, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. One thing I do want to do, though, is quickly turn our attention to those who are continuing to die suddenly. We've got the account here on Twitter of Dr. William Mockus, who notes, in Australia, a 46-year-old mom of two, Amber Stokes, went for a run on July 4th. She came home and laid down on the bed. Her partner found her dead. She died suddenly of cardiac arrest. And that's just one of many. They just keep dying, and the mainstream horror media just keeps ignoring all of it, Doc.
Let me just say, the doctor, you are the one who said it's like termites inside of their bodies fed in there. And we came to find out that, thank you through Hope and Devon in your interview, Sean, that this is all connected, right? This master plan is all connected, whether it's legal or medical or communications. My God, we've been talking about this for 2 years. It is termites.
Well, Todd, you and I brought out the connections between the 5G and the COVID vaccine damage and COVID vaccine injury a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
So we did
and
a
PCR,
lot of work on that.
And the ePCR, whereby the real-time data was going from 44,000 soldiers being tested for the mRNA shots in the military to the cell phones across the sea to Israel, being laundered, the data being laundered and put back. What I didn't know is that all that communication was being put into low Earth orbit and tied into some kind of a banking matrix. We should have known.
God, this is not normal, folks.
Well,
I know that our listeners know that, but look at all these young dead people, and a lot of these women are leaving little children behind.
That's
we're going to have a very serious problem. We already have a very serious problem. What am I saying? This depopulation plan is out of control, and I am just praying for divine intervention that the people behind this plan are brought to justice in this lifetime, not in the next, and the next, by the way, but in this lifetime. We need to see justice.
There is hope, Sean. Listen, sorry, Doctor, just give me 1 second. We're here talking. We weren't supposed to be. If you read their plan, their playbook, and we have it, and we've been sharing it for the last 2 years, we aren't supposed to be here talking. The fact that we are is by itself divine. Who is the white hat behind that? God himself. Sorry, doctor.
No, you're absolutely right, Todd. What I wanted to do to really help our listeners, Sean and Todd, is come back to an explanation of why I use the metaphor that the COVID shot damage is like termite damage eating away at the structural support of your home. And you don't find out about it until it's too late, when a wall collapses or something else happens. But the COVID shots, the spike protein and the lipid nanoparticles, are causing inflammation at the cellular level and at the level of the lining of the blood vessels and the blood vessels themselves. They are causing the aggregation of blood cells that should be flowing freely in the liquid blood volume. And they're not. They're clumping together. They start out blocking little capillaries. You don't notice that, except maybe your feet tingle, or maybe there's a little bit of swelling and you just, oh, well, I had too much salt. People ignore and don't think about these little changes. Or maybe the color of your feet changes a little bit. Or for men, maybe your erections aren't as strong as they used to be. Oh, well, maybe I had too much alcohol. Maybe I'm just getting old. You tend to dismiss those little changes. But if your doctors are not ordering the blood test for the inflammatory markers, which I do on all of my patients, particularly those who've gotten the shot, but even those who haven't, because there are other causes of inflammation. But the D-dimer is a blood test that when it's elevated, indicates the presence of these micro blood clots that are like the termites in the wall of your house behind the plaster, eating away at the wood supports, and you don't know it's there. You don't know the termite damage is there. You don't know the micro blood clots are there in your body. Those keep getting worse over time. And it's a lie when you're told that, oh, the spike proteins are gone in 6 months or 9 months, whatever the number happens to be today, because they lie and change it. Or the lipid nanoparticles stay in the deltoid muscle of the arm. That's total BS. We know, we've known for 2.5 years or longer that it distributes throughout the body, particularly the endocrine organs and the vasculature. So you've got these ongoing inflammatory changes. And when I measure the spike protein antibodies in my patients who got the shot, that other doctors pressured them to get it, and unfortunately, they took their advice instead of mine, but their antibody titers to the spike protein are rising over time, meaning that they're still making the spike protein and it's still triggering an increasing antibody response. But if doctors aren't checking the antibody titers in the blood, they don't know that the patient's actually getting worse over time, not better. And so it's very much consider the spike protein and the lipid nanoparticles are like little termites in your body eating away at your critical blood vessels and capillaries and your organs. They've found spike protein in sperm. They've found spike protein in oocytes in the ovary. They've found it embedded in the heart muscle when someone allowed an autopsy to be done. We just did a program on the German pathologist who showed unequivocal damage directly related to the shots. So your listeners need to understand, don't just minimize these changes in your body. Go and demand the blood test that we listed and published 2 years ago in the Vaccine Injury Treatment Guide on our website. And many of the tests you can order yourself at some of the commercial cash pay labs online. Some of them your doctor has to order. But you've got to be proactive and push for it. Too many people are the walking wounded and then they drop dead suddenly. That's what's happening.
And there's something you can do about it, right, doctor? I
mean, exactly.
Somebody has this elevated stuff. You put out treatment guidelines.
And it's it's an integrated approach.
Yeah.
I will tell you categorically, there is no one product for everybody that detoxes spike protein. You cannot do it with one product. You have to know what's wrong with your body. That takes the diagnostic lab test and many times the imaging studies, and then we tailor the treatment to the patient, and we put an integrated approach. There are many nutraceuticals and supplements and foods and vitamins and minerals and prescription medicines and lifestyle strategies. Hyperbaric oxygen is one. Chlorine dioxide is another. Prescription medicines. I use a lot of hydroxychloroquine for detoxing the spike protein, but I'm also using nutraceuticals like N-acetylcysteine and natto and bromelain. There are a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
But you can't just buy a product and say, oh, this is the detox product. It doesn't work that way. The damage is too broad. And to me, that's the hardest message to get across to people, because Americans want the quick fix and they want to buy one product and have it solve the problem.
Right.
And there are too many people capitalizing on COVID and spike protein damage and COVID shot damage and perfectly willing to sell a product, whether or not there's evidence to support that it works.
Well, if I may, you know, in God rest his soul, I'm sure you guys heard the interview with bodybuilder, German bodybuilder, Joe Lindner. He did an interview and he was talking about what doctors were finding in his blood. And by the way, Have you ever seen anybody more fit and more healthy? Now, I don't know if he was doing steroids, but this is a very fit individual. And in that interview, he sounded fine. He looked fine, but he described the particles that doctors found in his blood. And then he paid twice to have a very expensive procedure done where they removed his blood, cleaned it, and put his blood back. Doc, you might know what that's called. He also
plasmapheresis.
Okay. And by the way, he also talked about, I don't even know what they're called. Do you guys know what they're called? Those long sinuous fibers that are being pulled out of people's veins. They pulled one out of Joe, and the doctor said, "Huh, maybe it's cholesterol."
No, they're like no. Flexible antennas.
And the man died 3 weeks later after doing that interview. And God rest his soul, because the Sun, the New York Post, everybody covering this, they just note that he died suddenly of an aneurysm. And by the way, guys, in that conversation, he admits to getting the vaccine four times. Four vaxxed, fully
vaxxed.
Well,
he blamed it. That's the way I read it. When I listened to it, he said, yeah, my clots and such, these things that they pulled out of my body, I think he said they were something like 12 inches long, if memory serves.
They are unusual forms of clots caused by the COVID shot specifically.
Teslaphoresis,
Sean,
is it not?
Plasmapheresis is the removal of the blood and putting.
No. Teslaphoresis, meaning the when the nanobots self-assemble, it's because they pass through an electrical charge. That's what my understanding.
Oh, yeah, that's a separate process. That's a separate process. But let me comment on something, Sean. This individual would not be considered a picture of health. He is a picture of anabolic steroid muscle building, and that causes vascular damage. So he was actually, you don't build muscles like that without the use of anabolic steroids, one way or another. And the point I'm making is that the bodybuilders who are using anabolic steroids and get vaccinated have orders of magnitude higher risk of abnormal blood clotting, vascular damage, heart attacks, aneurysms, all of this because of it's like gasoline on a fire. You have the inflammation and the vascular damage of the spike protein and the nanoparticles from the shots, and you have the vascular damage of the anabolic steroids. That's a well-known, I mean, we've been dealing with that in medicine my whole career. So that's absolutely well known. And men who even take therapeutic testosterone have to, I have lots of these patients in my practice, and they're hypogonadal and they take therapeutic steroids, testosterone at proper doses for physiologic replacement. But you have to monitor them because testosterone increases erythropoietin production by the kidney and stimulates more red blood cells. So the blood gets thicker. And it's called erythrocytosis. And you've got to have these men monitored. I check blood counts in my patients on testosterone. I've been doing testosterone therapy for men for 40 years. But you've got to monitor their CBC. And if their blood counts get too high, they need to go get blood. It's a simple fix. But most doctors aren't checking that. And the bodybuilders are getting the high potency anabolic steroids that have more pronounced effects on all of that. So for them to get the shots and not be monitored, in my opinion, it's a death sentence.
Well, absolutely. And if you guys don't mind, let me just play a snippet from my interview with Hope and Tavon regarding the nanotech nature of the things that are clotting people and being pulled out of people's bodies. Listen to this.
Now, before we go to the next slide, I want to just give a warning if anybody's queasy at the sight of blood, because we're going to show you some blood samples, and I have an animated GIF that I had to put in there. So just a warning for that. So this is the hydrogel that's seen in the blood test. And this was test done by Dr. Anna Mahalsha. So people's blood looks like sludge or jello and cannot transport oxygen. It's filled with this nanotech. Dr. Anna took blood from three vaccinated patients that were all experiencing vaccine injury symptoms. And she let it sit in a tube for 4 hours. That's all she did. She just let it sit there. She didn't put it in a centrifuge. She just let it sit for 4 hours. And the blood separated on its own in a rubbery yellow hydrogel plastic formed on the top of the blood. So that's the middle picture here. You can see that yellowy hydrogel programmable plastics. That's what she calls them, because that's what hydrogel essentially is. The hydrogel plastics in the blood cannot be dissolved by conventional blood thinners. EDTA chelation is the only thing so far that's been shown to break down the hydrogels to remove them from the body.
I just wanted to play that because, you know, I just said, what are they called? I don't know. Well, Hope and Tavon say it's the hydrogel. It's nanotech.
It is. I mean, you might remember when we had Lisa McGee on here, I think it was actually with Dr. Vliet, and we talked about how the cesium-137 combines with living tissue, and it turns the person into, or the living tissue, into a transducer, a receiver, a transmitter, and an amplifier. All of those things, and it created connectivity to the cell phone network. Why? Because the cell phone network also runs on cesium, right? The timing has to be instantaneous and perfect. The point of which is all of this comes together by virtue of the hydrogel and the components that were put into it. And that hydrogel was now included in not just the shots, the COVID shots, but we found them in everything, insulin. We found them in hepatitis shots. We found them in tetanus toxoid shots. We found them in lidocaine. If you can imagine that, this is a full-on attack on our species. We've been saying this now for 3 years. It's a military operation to either kill or transform every last one of us on this planet, Sean. And thank you for introducing Hope and Tavon, by the way. They're just a blessing. But what they came to help us understand more recently in your interview is how it's all connected now to satellites in low Earth orbit. While we're all locked away in our houses, they put up 5G antennas and launch satellites everywhere, right? It's all happening right now.
And to add to that, Todd and Sean, it's not just the hydrogel. I want our listeners to understand it's a multi-pronged damage. It's not either or. It's not either hydrogel or micro blood clots. It's all of the above.
Yeah.
And it's the lipid nanoparticles. Very few people are talking about the separate damage from the lipid nanoparticle coating of the mRNA delivered by the shot. That lipid nanoparticle coating is separately toxic.
Yeah.
In addition to the spike protein, in addition to the hydrogel that you just saw, in addition to the radiation effect, in addition to the positive ions. Do you know there were articles published in the medical literature in the 1970s, some of which I still have in my files, about a positive ion environment triggers anxiety and agitation, yeah, insomnia and restlessness, and negative ion environments such as at the ocean and in the mountains are exactly as that slide showed. I've experienced it. In fact, it was what helped me survive some of the assaults that I was getting environmentally in Wichita, Kansas in 1983, with the combination of an oil refinery, allergens from the grasslands, the formaldehyde in the medical school where I was working, and the dust and other particulates from the renovation of the medical school building where I was working. And I was getting sicker by the day. And literally, I reached a point where I really was having a hard time thinking clearly. I was anxious and agitated, all the things we're talking about from the positive ion environment. And finally, my husband, who happened to be on the East Coast at the time, said, we have got to get her out of there. I took a flight to the East Coast. He took me to the Chesapeake Bay. We sat on the beach for 3 days, and within hours, I was fine. Absolutely fine. I lived it. So I know exactly what they're talking about. And to this day, I have to be careful about some of these environmental chemicals and about the type of environment.
But doctor, this is the part, right? How are we going to do it? So when you talk about the lipid nanoparticles, I am talking also about the nanobots, because they are fat-covered nanobots. They're one and the same. They're programmable. They're autonomous in some respects, and now they're everywhere. If you remember the NASA Langley research paper that talked about fifth generation warfare in 2025, 2 years away, they talk about dropping these nanobots, lipid nanoparticles in from the air. They're in our water, they're in our food, they're in the air supply, they're freaking everywhere. How are we going to escape these things? What does it take, Doctor?
Moving to Mexico.
Perhaps.
I'm not kidding. I was just in Mexico. I need to do a video about this and just discuss the possibility of folks considering a relocation to Mexico, because
isn't that what they want?
We were in Puerto Vallarta for a week, Nuevo Vallarta, and then we went to Huatulco, which I think is absolutely fabulous and beautiful. The people are wonderful. I keep saying it. Not a chemtrail in the sky. Not a single chemtrail all the time we were there. There's something about Mexico that just feels healthier. And I have friends that live there, and they say it's because you are healthier. The food's better.
Yeah, it is. And they're lovely people. But isn't this the point, Sean? What makes you think they aren't trying to drive everybody out of the United States so that the, you know, Chinese or whoever can take over our land?
No.
They're already taking over our land.
Exactly. Exactly. That's my point, Doctor, is that if we cannot escape this, then we might as well just fight. And I don't know what it takes for people to stop this, but there are choke points. They're producing these lipid nanoparticles. They call it continuous commercial production. There are places in Texas that do this. There are factories that are actually doing this. Put a stop to it. If you work there, put a stop to it. These are environmental hazards. Start administrative complaints with the EPA. Start frustrating the hell out of these people one way or another.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I understand. Maybe people think the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. I work with a lot of people from Mexico. They're here for a reason.
Yeah,
because they were born in Mexico. They know the problems Mexico has. My husband and I researched probably about 20 different countries when Obama came into office and the medical freedom was seriously being compromised. And we were looking at many places. We actually got residency permits in four different countries at the time. And we're looking at a lot of options for living and working and healthy food. If you look at those countries now, every single one of them has been taken over by what's happening right here to us. Panama, Belize, Chile, Argentina, Chile, all of them are under leftist control. Panama's being invaded by the Chinese infiltration up through Ecuador into the Darien Gap and up through Panama and Central America to invade the U.S. Panama is a disaster now. And much of what, I mean, the people that work with me who are American citizens born in Mexico, they're now naturalized citizens, and I've known them for 25 years. They are very careful when they go back to Mexico because of the dangers. Now, they know better how to avoid it than I do, but my point is...
Well, Doc, the same is true for me when I go to Chicago. The same is true for me when I go anywhere in this country. How about San Francisco?
I agree.
So I always bump on that when people tell me how dangerous Mexico is. I'm like, when was the last time you were in Chicago? I know.
I have been there. I have been there many times. I would not go there now because it's more dangerous than Mexico. But my point is... We either do, as Todd said, which is defend our homeland and get off our butts and do what all of us can do. I mean, we're all, the three of us are working night and day on this, but we can't fix it for everybody. So it's going to take people deciding. I'm saying there's nowhere better to go, whether it's another city in this country or whether it's overseas. You need to start working in your community, your home, and your family, and taking the steps that all of us have been talking about for the last 3 years.
100%.
That's what I think is really critical.
Yeah. Well, let me just show you. I want to just show you one last thing about Mexico. Not that you drink the water there. So really, this has no impact on folks. But they don't fluoridate their water in Mexico. Okay, so just one example of how maybe things are a little bit better there than here, because we are being attacked by our own government at this point. It's 100%.
Well, I'll tell you an even more important one, Sean. Mexico does not allow soy in infant formulas, and the U.S. has now put that back in, and that damages the infant thyroid and brain development. It damages infants' ovaries and testicles. It's an endocrine disruptor. It's as almost as allergenic as cow's milk. It can lead to manganese toxicity. Soy in infant formulas, one of our team members, in fact, our IT, director of IT services, goes over to Mexico to buy infant formula because it doesn't allow soy in it, and he doesn't buy it in the U.S. So wow. There are a lot of things in Mexico that may be done better and cleaner as it relates to our food supply. It's just that you have to look in totality of living and working somewhere. Aren't we better to do our best to get active and preserve our country, our homes, our communities, our rule of law, than to think you can escape to somewhere that's going to be better?
Yeah,
because everywhere has its problems.
It's city by city and state by state at this point, because the Democrats, the demon rats, are absolutely aligned against liberty, freedom, and truth. 100%. Just like Mika Brzezinski said on MSNBC, there is no plague of child trafficking. It doesn't exist. Her words. So the demon rats and many rhinos, evidently, are all for sending these cluster bombs to Ukraine. Now, how stupid are these people? Do they not think that then Russia will in turn also use cluster bombs again? I mean,
that's
this
what
whole
they want,
thing
Sean.
Is absolute madness. And by the way, what would cause me to use such strong language against Gavin Newsom? I wrote, "Go straight to hell, you House of Getty, Marxist, Communist, New World Order, World Economic Forum, globalist puppet." Why would I say that? Well, because this demon creature, who probably will get the nomination for president, by the way, they're not going to let sleepy, creepy, touchy-feely Joe Biden run again. And they're certainly not going to give the time of day to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So it'll probably be Gavin Newsom. And he says, "Hey, guys, it's Gavin Newsom. If you believe it's time for a constitutional amendment on guns, I have some important news for you. California is taking action. They're coming after everything that is lawful, good, and allows us to keep our republic, Todd." So, yes, we need to fight for our nation, but these demon rats are absolutely aligned against we the people.
Because they're invalid. They're illegitimate. They are members of a criminal enterprise. And until we start calling them such, until we stop listening to them, until we hold them accountable for what it is they're doing, then they will continue. They're getting away with it is the bottom line.
And actually, Sean, the Democrats have been coming after the guns since Abraham Lincoln freed the slaves.
That's right.
And they, the Democrats, and Ku Klux Klan, did not want the blacks to have guns. That was
right.
Why the NRA was formed, to help protect the rights of free slaves, mostly blacks, some Irish slaves, to preserve their right to defend themselves. So this has been a drive for my whole career. Hillary Care in 1993, done by the Secret Task Force under Hillary Clinton, unelected, appointed by her husband, Bill Clinton, headed the secret task force that was designed to eliminate all private medical care in the United States. I know, because it was our medical organization, AAPS, that sued for the release of the secret task force documents under a FOIA request. And it's online. Her plan was to then curtail medical care and lead to deaths, just as NHS in the U.S. and the Soviet model. Fortunately, that didn't see the light of day then, but it became the basis for Obamacare, which led to the COVID death protocols in our hospitals during COVID.
I was just going to say, how many people have we bailed out of hospital death camps, doctor? I couldn't
That's
tell
right.
You. It's a lot of people that we
And
rescued.
There were a lot we couldn't save, Todd, no matter how hard we tried.
Yeah. That's right. Well, Ezekiel Emanuel's death panels, that's a very real thing. And I think the final thing I want to share with the audience is we kind of come full circle regarding the demon rats and people like Mika Brzezinski covering up for child sex trafficking. I just want to share this 1 minute clip with folks, and then I want to get Todd's reaction and the doc's reaction to this. You guys know that Disney owns Pixar, right? Pixar makes these great kids movies, or so we are to believe. Do y'all remember the film Monsters, Inc.? Well, I want to play this clip for you. And I want you to keep in mind that the star of Sound of Freedom, Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus Christ in, I think, one of the best films ever made, directed by Mel Gibson. It's called The Passion. If you haven't watched it, grab a box of tissues, sit down and watch it. Jim Caviezel is such a good man, in my view, such a godly man, that he spoke openly about adrenochrome and child sex trafficking. And the penalty for him mentioning adrenochrome was he immediately lost his lawyers, he lost his agent, and he basically got fired from Hollywood. So with that in mind, and keep in mind, Mika Brzezinski literally just told her audience that child trafficking does not exist. So with that in mind, also knowing, by the way, that Disney had the rights to The Sound of Freedom and refused to release the movie, only until Angel Studios acquired the rights to the film did it see the light of day. So, hiding in plain sight for Mika Brzezinski, here's what Monsters, Inc. is really about.
Monsters, Inc. is a movie about adrenochrome. The movie's plot is literally centered around the monsters who work at Monsters Incorporation, where they enter through doors at night to scare them because the children's fears, specifically their screams, are used to power the city of Monstropolis. They even use ranking systems to see who can extract the most screams from these children, and they're absorbed into these, like, these containers or whatever.
And they literally look like blood when they're filling up. And if you think about the tactics that are used by the elite, right, like how they acquire the best form of adrenal blood is by spiking the adrenaline in children. So you have to torture, you have to deliberately instill fear, and then you extract the blood.
This scheme to kidnap the children and extract their screams with the help of a machine called the scream extractor. And at full capacity, the device torturously forces the screams out of them until they meet their end.
Dear Lord.
I think it's all part of the Great Awakening. People are really starting to wake up quickly. And I think for Mika Brzezinski to say what she said is just evidence of their pure panic, that they do not want this subject uncovered. By the way, 85,000 plus kids missing because of Joe Biden's open border. And the mainstream media has nothing to say about any of it, you guys.
Those are just the missing ones, right? Those are the ones they can't account for in a very limited duration, right? That's not years, that's months. And not only that, but there are millions more that they have accounted for that got processed, but still have no idea where they went because they're not keeping track, right? They just, all that means, that number, is that they got some piece of paper or were accounted for when they crossed the border. And after that, they have no idea where they went. And by the way, Sean, Child Protective Services, and I know Dr. Vliet will back me up on that, is now seemingly in the business of stealing children. I can't tell you how many times over the last year, maybe more than a year, we had clients in hospital. Child Protective Services showed up to steal those kids away from the hospital, away from the parents, because the parents said, my kid's not going to get your shot. My kid's not going to wear a mask. Whatever the case was, those kids were disappeared by our own government. Gone.
Odd's exactly right, Sean. And we've seen that in Arizona for a number of years. Actually, it's tragic. And I don't know what it's going to take to wake people up, but this is the time to stand against evil, because if you don't in this world, you'll be held accountable when you stand before God on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
At least the three of us know that whatever the price we pay in this world for speaking the truth and speaking out against this evil and all who are doing that, we know that when we stand before God on Judgment Day, that we will have done our best to do what we could with the gifts he gave us and the platform that he gave us to try and help others turn back to God and speak against evil.
That's right. Guys, if you just bear with me, if you got two more minutes, it might be worth just playing this clip, because again, a Disney film telling us pretty much exactly what they've been up to for decades.
How would you blokes like to make some real money? Well, and who do we have to... No, nothing like that. You see... I'm collecting stupid little boys. good little boys? You know, the disobedient ones, what play you give them school. Oh, and you see, and I take them to Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island.
Pleasure Island? But the law, suppose they...
No, no, there's no risk. They never come back as boys. Now, I've got a coach load leaving at midnight. We'll meet at the crossroads. And no double crossing.
No, sir.
Scout around. In any good prospects you find, bring him to me.
Yes. Jimmy Savile? Is that who that was?
Yeah. Was that Jimmy Savile? Maybe it was Sir Edward Heath. Perhaps that was portraying Jeff Epstein before anybody heard of him. No, the point is, this is a Disney film, and it's all hiding in plain sight. Okay. The same Disney that refused to release The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, that's the New World Order in which we find ourselves. And literally, that is the New World Order that Bush Sr. glowingly referred to more than 230 times as president when he was president. The former head of the CIA, by the way. I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. And we didn't necessarily leave this one on a high note, a good note, but I always do enjoy having these conversations with two truth tellers. Attorney Todd Callender, also the CEO of Cloud Hub. God bless you, sir. What's the best way for people to track your work?
Yeah, boy, it is these times. So we've really got a fresh into Cloud Hub in form of Vax Choice. We're spending a lot of time there building the platform as quickly as we can for the launch of Truth Hub, Sean. I'm really excited about that. Truth Hub is the mixture of instant language translation with our platform so that people will be able to communicate the truth everywhere in the world all the time in any language. So look out, 2 weeks is the launch of Truth Hub, which is our language service that I think is going to change social media in a very positive and meaningful way.
Wow, it's the first time hearing about it. Truth Hub, that's very exciting. I love the name. Yeah. All right, and Dr. Lee Vliet, thank you so much. Tell us about your websites, would you please?
Yes, Sean, thank you. It's truthforhealth.org and the Truth Team. We work closely with Todd and Truth Hub and all that we're all doing to try and bring truth to people. And our other resource is www.whistleblowerreports.org, where we are exposing the truth against the lies and deceptions in multiple fields: medicine, law, faith, vaccine report every week, inside pharma report every week, the military segment. So all the way around, we've got some great material there as well. And our vaccine injury treatment guide, I really encourage people to use it. It's an integrated approach to getting symptom identification, proper diagnosis, and creative integrated treatment plans that you can control yourself. You don't really need a lot of high-cost products or expensive medical procedures and consults. You can put your pieces of the puzzle together with all the tools that we gave you there.
Excellent. All right. And I know you're doing so many good things and also working with Attorney Todd Callender to try to safeguard our republic. And I appreciate you both so much. Thank you for your time today. Sean. God bless you both.
God thank bless you, Sean. Sir. Just all a right. pleasure to be among you.
All right. Love you guys. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in very much. I'll remind you every day for free, you can visit us directly for real news, the antidote to corporate propaganda and all those Mika Brzezinski lies. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, guys. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
That's the thing you've got to be looking out for in the dating world nowadays, isn't it? Just how insane might your girl, the girl you're going to marry, be? You're going to have to, like, put them through a pretty big screening process, like, just to make sure that she, like, if you have a child with her, she's not going to change its gender. I never thought I'd say anything like that in my life.